Dreaming in Circles by Mike Johnson, Minister, Allen Avenue UU Church of Portland, Maine.
It is said that if a group of people sleep arranged in a circle, heads at the center and feet out like spokes, they create a dream circle. Two or more people in the group may have the same dream at the same time. I tried this once with a group of friends, but I must confess it didn't really work for me. Mostly I just had a rather poor night's sleep. But I like the metaphor. The word dream is used to describe both our strange nighttime adventures and also our waking hopes and visions for our lives. For me, dreaming in circles is about sharing those waking dreams, entering into the magic that can happen when we join our visions together. We talk and we listen. We plan and we act. We are energized by each other, and we grow strong and bold. When we dream in circles, anything is possible. As Margaret Mead famously said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." And here's the important thing. When we dream in circles, the circle itself becomes the greatest magic of all. We wake up to the reality of our profound interconnection with all people and all beings. The circle is a symbol of this interconnection. In a circle, every person is linked to every other. Every person is equally valued and appreciated. Human beings cannot thrive as random individual strangers in a crowd. We are connected to one another at the deepest level, and we can only find wholeness through loving and mutual relationships. By sharing our dreams, we can come home to a community of love. Activist and writer Mab Sigrist writes in Born to Belonging, Writings on Spirit and Justice, about a South African word that describes this essential need for community, Ubuntu. Ubuntu translates as born to belonging. Ubuntu expresses the African idea that our human dignity and fulfillment is dependent upon our links to each other in community. In contrast, modern American society bases itself on the idea of individualism. John Locke formulated a theory of society as a contractual type of relationship freely entered into by individuals. Locke proposed that in the original state of nature, all humans were free and autonomous individuals, and from that state they agreed to give up certain aspects of their independence for mutual benefit and protection. Today, this individualistic understanding is endemic. But Mab Sigrist challenges individualism, and she begins her argument with the experience of motherhood. She writes, "It was after watching Barbara give birth to our daughter Annie that it occurred to me the degree to which this original individual was a ridiculously transparent fiction. None of us start out as individuals, but as fusions of sperm and egg, embedded and growing in the mother's body for 9 months. For months after birth, our consciousness is still merged with its environment, and a sense of the particular and separate self emerges only gradually. We start out in relationship, and our individuality grows out of that circle of relatedness, not the other way around. We all need each other in order to flourish and to thrive in life." To give Locke and others their due, the philosophy of individualism was created in rebellion against the authoritarian structures of an earlier age, the tyranny of church and monarch. To affirm relationship is not to deny the importance of human dignity and freedom, but we must recognize that relatedness comes first, and we find our inherent worth and dignity within that circle of relatedness. One great purpose of spirituality is to restore our connection to each other, or rather, to wake up our awareness to the connection that already exists. We are always connected, but we forget. We lose hold of it. We suffer from the illusion that we are separate. Spirituality is our experience of being part of the larger whole. Spirituality is restoring our awareness of our connection to the earth, to other people, and to the mystery at the heart of our vast universe. All of it is one. When we choose community, when we practice loving a particular group of people, we are letting the reality of the universe enter our hearts. We are learning how to experience the reality that we truly are all part of one another. Of course, we don't always get it right. Otherwise, we wouldn't need to practice. We are not here to